We're on our new system now, and I hope that you find this works much better than our old one. I think that it will certainly allow us to take calls more easily. And we're going to be a little more crisp about our timing in the future so that we can have a little better prediction about when we begin and when the message begins, when the actual conveyance of the blessing begins, so that people can select when they want to join and be able to join remotely, and also allowing for our recordings to be more perfect and more perfectly accessible to people in the future. So welcome to our new format and our new call. As I promised in our email, we're going to take questions and comments for the first 10 minutes. And then I have a wonderful message from Yeshua that is following up on our many days now of receiving. It's the appropriate next step. I would love to hear from anyone who wants to come on the board, and it's the same as always, *6 and then 1. Okay, we have a caller from area code 780, and you're on.
Hey, Glenda, it's Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
Hi, Glenda. I'm so glad you got the new line. I heard the Alleluia on hold, and that's awesome. I'm in my grandma's garden, and I was just kind of hoping you could add all your beautiful knowledge of gardening to the garden here, maybe.
I will send love to your grandmother's garden. I did a painting by that name. You probably know that. You could go online and look at it.
Of course I do, yeah.
And it was just full of all the memories I have about the beautiful gardens I've known. So thank you for mentioning that, Desmond.
Yeah, thanks, Glenda.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment of gratitude or a request for a blessing or a prayer? Yes, here we have someone from area code 909, I believe.
Is that me, Lorraine, Glenda?
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. I just wanted to spin on my consciousness a lot. That lion that got killed, is it Cecil or Cecil? I just felt like adding him big blessing energy.
Oh, me too. What a great, wonderful soul he was.
Yeah.
And I can really relate to him because I knew that my friend and companion Gunnar was actually a lion in the actual world who came to me as a kitty cat because that's the only way it would be safe for him to be with me and sleep with me at night. So I know I certainly will remember him in our blessings, and thank you for that. That was really, really sweet. And let's see, moving through our queue, we do have one little challenge that I didn't have before, and that is now our Q&A board is on 4 pages instead of 1 page I can scroll through. So I'll have to talk to the company and see if there's any way around it. Does anyone want to ask for a blessing for anyone or express gratitude or achievement, accomplishment, or anything that you would like to share with the community? We've got 5 more minutes just to share before we start our message today. So it's up to you to fill in this part of our program. And don't worry about taking up time because I will be very crisp on the edge of it. Well, I'm glad you liked the Alleluia chorus. And that is just something that we will use for marking the beginning of our blessing in the future. It will give a call to respect for the energy that we are conveying at this very special time on Sunday. And here we go, someone from Erica 321, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda, it's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Say, I've got a transcription that's done, but I'm having trouble paring it down to just a couple pages, so I'm just asking for...
Oh, that's okay. Send it all. I'll pare it down.
Okay. I've had it for a while, and I just was in a little bit of a block there, so I'll be
back. Oh, don't worry about the block. Just send it to me, and I'll take it from there.
Okay.
And thank you so much for doing that. For the rest of you wondering what this conversation is about, we are transcribing the blessing calls to include some of them in a new book that I am in the process of writing. It's called Blessings, the Spirit of Love. I had hoped to have it ready for Christmas, but it looks like the amount of work that will be going into the book is going to make it more of an Easter present. But it will be a phenomenal book. And the topic of the book is, well, blessings, as you can see, and it centers around many of the messages that have come from Yeshua on the blessing calls. But it's also about his blessings that he brought to the earth 2,000 years ago. So, and has given us ever since. We've got two callers, which we could take pretty quickly. One is from 787, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Oli.
Hi, Oli.
Yes, I hope you're well.
I am.
Good. I just wanted to thank all my fellow blessing givers because I was asking for blessings to get a job, and I was able to get at least a very nice freelance contract. So that is something I want to be thankful for and appreciative. And also to ask for blessings for Puerto Rico. We're undergoing a very serious drought here. And
okay.
For my brother who is a cancer patient, and he just had to file for bankruptcy. So.
Oh, my goodness. What is his name?
Jorge, Jorge Fernandez.
Jorge, okay. He's on my list. Thank you so much, Oli. I'm going to move on because we've got one more caller and just enough time to take a quick call. Area code 701, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Maura.
Hi, Maura.
I would, first of all, thank you for everything. And secondly, I would like to express gratitude for the progress of my son in his rather long recovery.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's made some really wonderful, wonderful steps, and also to give thanks for the blessings that will be behind whatever they are, the challenges that he still faces.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we face them together. So I thank you if you'll put those prayers in today.
Oh, I certainly will. I certainly will. Maura, you're always in my prayers. And that is a perfect lead-in to the message that I know Yeshua wants to bring to you today. So I would like to ask everyone just to take a moment of silence to quiet your mind and move into a listening mode. And I'm actually going to put back on the music for just 1 minute or even just 30 seconds to help us get in that place. Okay. Well, it seemed the music did not want to come on. I think that's because of the recording. I'm still learning a few things about this system. So just be in that quiet place in your mind, and we will ask Yeshua to bring forth the greatest words he has to offer through me with, of course, my ever-loving conversational style with him. And what he led me to bring to you, what he came to bring me, to ask me to bring to you today is the very powerful subject of application. We have been speaking now for about 4 weeks, predominantly on the subject of receiving. And that's a really big subject for all of us humans because we have blockages that prevent us receiving the very things we need most because we didn't think that's what we needed. Or perhaps we were not willing to be humble enough to ask, or we were not willing to do what it would take, or perhaps the blessing was offered and we didn't see it. And then there's the other problem, and that is that receiving comes in layers. It's like the reverse of peeling an onion. We add layers and layers to the beautiful French pastry of receiving. One layer of crust, a layer of filling, another layer of icing, another layer of crust, and so on and so on and so on it goes. I'm thinking of tiramisu or something like that. But we can create beautiful layers of delicious cuisine, and it wouldn't be the same without the layers. And we fail to appreciate the fact that life is given to us in many, many layers according to our ability to receive. So we will move on now from receiving into a more active form of what do we do with it. And if we do it properly and effectively, it will actually accelerate our receiving. Now, we have talked a number of times about you can't earn your way to heaven. Good works are wonderful. We all are perfected in our character and in our attitude toward life and our humanity by doing good things and doing good work. But we've also learned that doing good work alone doesn't necessarily bring peace and at oneness at the end of the day. Sometimes it brings tiredness and frustration because we did all this good work and nobody appreciated it. Or it didn't get the results we wanted. Or it didn't turn out the way we thought it would. We just exhausted ourselves and then we feel a little bit cynical about, well, gee, if I spend all that good effort doing it, why did I bother? We've all been there. We all know the language. And so if good works won't get us to heaven, what will? Well, first of all, Yeshua says the kingdom of heaven is within us. And that involves looking within, looking to the core of our being, both for receiving, accepting, and for the next step, which we're going to call applying. Applying is not the same thing as doing. Let's talk about applying in this very, very richly steeped world of application where we have apps for everything. You can apply an app to your cell phone and be able to charge credit cards, or at the very least, you can pay your bill at the restaurant with credit cards that are in your app or recorded in your online bank account that your app has access to. You can have calendars in your app. Oh, you can practically have your whole business in apps. And the term app is a good one for us to look at because the app doesn't actually do anything. It applies what's there. It makes available what's there. It generates possibilities. It builds connections. Let's say you want a new job. Before you get that job, you're going to have to apply for it one way or the other. And the application may be by paper, through the mail. It may be showing up in person, filling out an application. Or it may be you've just got an appointment that you're going to go visit your employer and give them a verbal application. I'm sure it will be followed up with paperwork because that's the 21st century. But at any rate, what we're looking at is the next step. And the next step is to apply. Apply yourself to that which you've received. And I like to refer back to the parables that Yeshua gave us for the talents. He didn't really talk about anyone going out to the field. And see, these were days when most of the parables had something to do with agriculture or fishing or building, like building a home, because that's what survival was all about then. But these talents didn't involve doing anything. They had to do with applying the talents people had been given, as opposed to hiding them, as opposed to reserving them, as opposed to keeping them to themselves. It was all about letting the world see what you've got, letting somebody else see what you've got, applying yourself to the possibilities of life around you. And, you know, the amazing thing about that is life is always looking for a new opportunity. We don't realize that, but let me tell you something about opportunities, and that'll help you understand just a little bit better. Now, we think of some people as opportunists. We think of them as, well, you know, gosh, this guy can go find opportunities in a trash pile, or he can make opportunities out of everything. You know what? We don't create our opportunities. I want you to think about that for just a minute. You really don't. God creates opportunities. The universe creates opportunities. The environment creates opportunities. The flow of human culture or the flow of economic development provides opportunities. An old run-down house provides opportunities for fixing it up. The opportunities are actually provided somewhere between you and the endpoint. You don't actually create those opportunities. What you do is you receive and you apply yourself. And the first application to make is to, well, I would say the very first is to acknowledge what you've received and have expressions of gratitude. You know why? Because that tells your consciousness that I have something to work with. That's basic. It's basic to the next step. Just to be able to get up in the morning and say, I don't know what's out there in the world, but I have something to work with. And then name it. You've probably all heard the old phrase, name it and claim it. Well, that was very much steeped in materialism. It was like, name the car that you want. I want an Oldsmobile. You can tell that's an oldie, just to even say that. But actually, this phrase came out about the time Oldsmobiles were popular, which was decades ago. Name it and claim it. You want a new dress. Find it. Name it, claim it. You don't have to buy it that day. That was a routine that was lots of motivational teachers offered to people for helping them get what they wanted. Well, what about instead of getting what you want, apply what you have? How's that for an improvement on the whole scheme that we were given before in a much more materialistic world? Okay, take what you've got and say, I can do this. Yes, I do have this ability. It may not have proven valuable to me yet, and yet is a big word, but I have this ability. See, that's what Yeshua was talking about when he said, there are those who appreciate their talents and others don't. So appreciate what you have, and you have something. Even if you don't have the things you feel you need or want, you have something. You couldn't be here if you didn't have something. And by naming it and claiming it, you will put on it a better, more beneficial orientation. By expressing gratitude about it, you'll create a more positive attitude about the things you have. You'll set yourself up for the next step, which is applying it. Applying doesn't necessarily mean doing something about it, but let's say you've got a knack for fixing things up. So you're going to take a stroll. You know about this flea market or this antique village or this antique roadshow that comes around once a month or a flea market. I said flea market, didn't I? I was thinking about First Monday. Those are big deals in Texas and I think all through the South. First Monday, farmers markets, the kind of thing, even garage sales. So you kind of pick some garage sales in some pretty interesting neighborhoods. And you're going to go there and you're going to just see if there's anything you can apply your fixer-up ability to. You're not really doing anything yet. You're applying yourself to the opportunities that others and the world may be providing. You might apply yourself by just going to the coffee shop, especially if you live in places like Seattle where they're a really big deal and where people go there to network, or whatever network opportunities exist in your environment. Down south in the summer, it might be an ice cream parlor. I don't know if they still exist because I don't go there, but we find some interesting ways to go and connect. Look at how you could apply yourself to opportunity. And that's the bottom line. Applying yourself to life. Applying yourself to opportunity. That's the first step of application. Now, the next step of application is, again, we get back to gratitude. Let's say we go to that garage sale, and there's something you can buy cheap, and you're not cheating anybody because you're going to pay their price. But they don't need it. It's junk to them. It's treasure to you. And you can fix it up. You know you can. So you get it. Now you apply your talent to fixing it up. Done that, now you need to go to the next step of application. Now, do you notice the difference between applying and doing? Because doing is an action-based concept. It's activity, but it's activity with a start and a stop on it. It's like we get to the garage, we start a project, we finish the project, and then we don't know what to do with it. Whereas applying yourself to something means you've got a need in the house for something. You know, you look around and say, well, if I had that something, where would I put it? That determines what you're looking for. More precisely, what would I put? And then you say, well, okay, I would put it there. What would I do with it? Okay, I would do that. All right. From then on, you know kind of what you're looking for. So when you find it, then you know how to fix it up. You know what to do with it. You know how to be in the flow with it. You see, activity has a start and a stop button on it. And this is why we stall when we're action-based. Now, when we're material-based, material-oriented, well, it's fixed. All material things are fixed. Have you ever tried to move something heavy like a pool table by yourself? You'd have to be an awfully large man to do that. Have you ever tried to tear down a wall in a building all by yourself? You'd have to be Paul Bunyan to do that. See, the things in the material world are heavy, they're fixed, they're immovable, and they're designed to stay there. There's no action in them. There's no flow in them. There's no inner possibility in them. They're like rocks. This is why Yeshua gave us advice about not overly structuring our life, because we reduce the flow factor, the movability factor. Even you know, people who work or hobbyists who are doing-oriented. Doing doesn't necessarily lead to anything. I had a friend who was a great hobbyist, and his garage was full of birdhouses. He knew nothing to do. He always told his wife he was going to open a little shop at a flea market one day. Well, that never came because he was never in the flow enough to be ready for it. Now, being in the flow is what applications are all about. So see, we've got a really good analogy now that our life is so influenced by apps and applications. It's teaching us in this digital world to be more in the flow. Now, how does that work with personal blessings? Well, it's just the other direction from receiving. Last week, I brought us to the culmination of our messages on blessing by the fact that we do receive them sequentially. We receive them in layers. And as we receive the blessings, then we need to start applying the blessings. We want to, let's say we want to, have a better job. The possibilities for that may not come all at once, but we can start applying ourselves to learn how to do something that will benefit us at work. Making better friends in the upper department. Networking. Staying after work an extra hour to show dedication at work. And so on. See, this is applying yourself. How does this affect our health? Well, it may not be getting well all at once. It could start with getting a physical. It could start with some study about the things that are your weak points of your health and what kind of supplements you could take. And you know that you're not going to get overnight results with these supplements, but you keep applying them. And you apply them to exercise. You apply exercise to times of the day when you meditate. You apply that to building better relationships around you, speaking with those people who support you, and saying goodbye and wishing well, more negative people in your life. You don't need them because you're obviously not doing them any good, and they're certainly not doing you any good. So why waste time on negativity? See, these are the positive applications you make. So we receive. And we apply. We've got much more to say about application and where applications are going to lead us in the future. But we're now at the time for our blessing. So let's begin. I would like you just to be in your own inner world. Fall into the kingdom of heaven within and be there with peace in your heart. Stillness of mind. We don't need your mind here. Bless it and let go of it. Have your body relaxed in all ways, in all parts. All body parts uncrossed. And be in a prayerful mode where we are ready to receive the blessings of Christ, the offerings of the Holy Spirit, the grace and the love of God. I would ask the blessing givers to join me, and I will offer an invocation to Yeshua. We will ask a special blessing for those for whom we have a request, especially Jorge and Cecil the Lion and all other peaceful lions of the earth, for they have the decency to guard us, to be guardians of life, which they well earned, and now to bring peace that the lion and the lamb may lie down together, as Yeshua has promised. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for all the peacemakers of the world. We thank you for all the healers of the world. We thank you for all the teachers of the world, for all of those who strive in their daily life to apply the love of God, the spirit of holiness, and your love and your grace to creating a better world in which we may all enjoy more and more the blessings and the grace of God. We thank you for joining with us now in our hearts, that we may open ourselves freely and safely and joyously to fully receive your blessings in this moment. We give gratitude, praise, and joy for all that we will receive this day and always. Amen. We shall begin. conveyance of blessing is complete. Now I want you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes to receive and assimilate all that you've been given. Know that God loves you deeply, truly, and unconditionally. And it is my pleasure to be here. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.